Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today we're joined by Pablo Delgado, CEO of Mirai. Mirai are one of our expert partners. In this discussion, we look at the hot topic of Google free booking links. But rather than talking about it in general terms, we take a deeper dive. We look into where the links actually appear on Google. Pablo shares the data that they have seen about the actual impact free booking links have had in the last 8 weeks since launch. We look at free booking links as a share of clicks and sales. Do free booking links convert more clicks into reservations? And finally, are free booking link sales incremental or not? As a note for those listening to the podcast, Pablo does share his screen during elements of this discussion. He has written a supporting article outlining his findings and conclusions with some clear examples. You can read that on Revenue Hub, and the link is in the description below. Really hope you enjoy the discussion. Let's get started. Hi, Pablo. Good to see you again. How are you? You well?
I'm good. Thank you, Trevor.
Excellent. Well, thanks for finding the time to join us. The topic of today's discussion is something that was all over the press a number of weeks ago, the Google free booking links. As I say, there were a number of articles were written about it. We shared some of them across Revenue Hub. But what we wanted to do was to, I mean, you are in this space as anyone who's read any of the articles that that we curate for you and seen any of the videos, you know, understanding what is going on within Google, understanding what is going on within the whole meta search arena is a key area for you guys. So what we thought we'd do, we'd let the dust settle down a little bit, come back to you, get your insights and views as to what you are seeing happening and where you see some of the implications based around the early days so far. So what might be useful in terms of just framing this is if we just go back a little bit and maybe you just give us an introduction as to actually what was the announcement, Google free booking links. What is it all about? And if you just introduce that to us first and then we can move past that, that would be great.
Absolutely. So Google, I think it was March 9th, that was the day that they announced in the virtual ITB of this year, they announced the introduction of what they called free booking links. So the idea was to add let's call it organic entry within mm-hmm. the Google Hotel Ads module. So I think, I mean, it'll be easier if we see that as well. So very quickly the screen.
Yeah. So your screen's up. Yeah, we can see that. So if you want to take us through that.
That is perfect. So free booking links are shown in what Google calls my business, mm-hmm. which is the site of every property in Google, which is within what we'll call now Google Travel, right?
Okay.
And you see here the ads, which are the paid links. They are still paid links. Mm-hmm. There are only four. There used to be many more, but there are only four now. Okay. And on the bottom of these four, you see the all options, which are the free booking links. All these links are free. You don't need to pay anything to get these clicks. So you see that there are players such as the direct channel, which is Hotel SB Diagonal Cero Barcelona, mm-hmm. which is on the top. This is a paid click, which is, you see, the more visible, which is with the blue background, right?
Yep.
And you see the free booking links here. This link is actually free. Okay. If you deep dive in the links, you see that the link goes directly to the partner, directly. Mm-hmm. But in the paid links, you're clicking, you're actually going through google.com, which at the end redirects to the partner, right?
Okay.
So you see here four paid links and at the bottom, all the free booking links. This is the only placement where free booking links are shown mm-hmm. because the other two placements of Google Hotel Ads are what Google calls the search engine result page, SERP. You see the result, right, Trevor?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a classical search in Google. You see the Google Hotel Ads module. There are no free booking links here. There are only paid links.
Okay, so they would be the paid links that you showed on that previous.
Correct.
Right, okay.
And if you click view more rates, you would go directly to the My Business site. right?
I've got you. Okay.
Okay. Yep. So that's very important because many people think, I mean, talk about free booking links as if they were everywhere, but there are only one placement out of three.
Well, that's what I would have thought, that on a search, I would have expected this whole thing about free booking but links is not, that's what I would have seen. But you're seeing they're those featured
not today.
Options. That, you're,
that
right,
doesn't
okay.
mean Google will change it tomorrow, but not sure. today. Yep. And the other big placement, which is Google Maps,
yep.
you don't see the free booking links here either. You only see the paid results.
Okay.
And the free booking links show up when you click in view more rates that takes you to the, again, my business site.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. This is it. So it's important to frame. It was rolled out 6 weeks ago. And now we have data that the idea is to share it today with you guys.
I've got you. So even though the free booking links, there was a big pitch about it, naturally. I think as you've highlighted there, the misconception sometimes or misperception may be that they were going to be available and still viewable across the main areas that are perceived from a consumer's mm-hmm. point of view. And what you're saying is that it is still the paid listings that are coming up on the maps and on the search, and it requires somebody to click on the view more rates. So that probably poses another question, but we'll leave that for a moment mm-hmm. because you may touch on it anyway. So one of the things we were going to look at is what are you seeing? What is the data showing you already at the moment about the actual impact of this? So what are you being able to see?
Mm-hmm. So it's been 6 weeks. That very first day that free booking links were released, all the hotels that had an active campaign had automatically a free booking link, right?
Okay.
So starting that day, it was March 9th, all hotels in Spain had the right directly to have a free booking link.
Mm-hmm.
So far, up until today, the direct channel is always on top of the free booking links.
Okay.
That doesn't mean, and Google hasn't confirmed, that's the natural position for it. So, but so far the data shows that the first entry is always the direct.
Okay.
But Google again will or may potentially change it. So we don't know, right? That's one thing. The other hotels that were not active in a paid campaign, right? We onboarded them in the first few weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to understand that the data has to be reviewed from two different perspectives. Those hotels
yes,
who
yeah.
had an active campaign,
but
and
it
those
automatically
who
and then
didn't.
Some that you had to bring it. Yeah,
and
yeah.
those who didn't, because for those who didn't, we could consider additional demand or incremental demand because
yeah.
they didn't have anything. They had none, right? And for those who had an active campaign, we should consider, is there any cannibalization? Is there incremental demand at the end? Or how is the CPC going? It's going up, it's going down. So is it there are two different analyses, right?
That's probably the fair analysis, isn't it, with those that had the campaign.
That is correct. That is correct.
Got it.
Yeah. And this is what we're working on. And
yeah.
So the first, I mean let's talk about the overall numbers. So overall numbers, what we're seeing is that the out of the total number of clicks, around from 12 to 14% of the total number of clicks are coming from free booking links, and the other 85, 86, 87% are coming from paid campaigns. So
okay.
I would say that just let's say stark number, right? Which is like big picture
yep.
number. It is 14%, 13%, no more than that, right? Mm-hmm. That includes all the properties, right?
Yep.
But you have to remember, Trevor, that we are talking about hotels. I mean, that the free booking links are only present in one placement out of three.
Yep.
So that's not fair. So that's probably a minimum number. That's a floor number.
Yep.
So if we don't know if free booking links were in the three placements, that number would probably be much higher. That's
yes,
first
that
conclusion.
Makes sense. Yep.
So what we did, since Google breaks down a little the numbers, they give the numbers with just for the maps placements. So mm-hmm. we remove the maps numbers, right?
Okay.
Yeah. We could get just get down a little.
So just into the funnel, search right? piece, right? Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So that number increased 3% more. So we're okay. getting 15-16% of hotels, the clicks coming from pre-booking clicks, right? And but we deep dive a little bit more because there is a the Google breaks down the numbers in default dates and selected dates. That means that default dates are those users who don't choose specific dates. Yep. They just click around with the default dates that Google chose for them. Mm-hmm. And those users with selected dates are those users who are actively looking for specific dates. And we could assume that those users are more biased to go to the My Business, which is a fully much better experience than playing the search results. So sure. if we just focus on this selected, those users who select the specific dates, that number goes from 12% to 22%.
Almost
so
double.
Out of the almost double.
Right.
Okay. Well, and that makes a lot of sense because yeah, if yeah. you are if well, you are more to... interested in specific dates and you go to My Business,
yep.
you interact much more often with the pre-book links.
Mm-hmm.
And the, remember that there are only 4 paid links, not 20. So you very clearly see above the fold the first rebooking link.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that, okay, there's something here, so I'll go. I'll play around. So we still saw 22% of the selected dates user, which is a pretty high number, right? And let's see the dynamics that these numbers and this move generate from now on, because it'll be quite interesting.
I think as you say, it's early days as well. Mm-hmm. We're what, seven weeks in. So you know those, but already there is traction. Things are happening. I think it was interesting when you were looking. Two things struck me from the screen sharing. Obviously, the price was the same, whether it was in a featured option mm-hmm. or whether it was in the all options. And the fact that you had to click on to see the other rates, be interesting to know those that are just browsing, how many would click on see other rates, or if they were looking to book, whether or not, if they were searching for that specific hotel, whether they would just lend themselves to click on the option that was there that obviously is tracking through Google. Mm-hmm. So there is still a cost associated to it. I think as well, you know, it was quite interesting when you went into the My Business piece and you then saw the featured option and then the all options. Obviously, the price was exactly the same. And there's part of me wonders, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of a consumer here. I mean, I'm not very sophisticated in the Google platform from a hotel point of view. So I would typically work from Maps or Search. I probably wouldn't go across to the My Business piece because until you showed that to me there, it seems mm-hmm. daft to say it out loud, but I probably wouldn't even know to click across on it. Mm-hmm. So kind of part of me wonders that it obviously takes me down a journey based on my level of knowledge. I think my second point is if I was into the My Business piece and I could see those two options, what would make me look further down? What would make me choose that hotel link? Because there were two links, both exactly the same price, one higher up, one lower down. I could see my eye would be taken to the lower list of rates, but I'm wondering what would make me choose one link over the other, unless I understood there was a differentiation. Does that make sense?
I mean, it does. But I think we're much more used to interacting with these results that we think we are, because this is what Google has always done with Google Ads and organic results. Mm-hmm. So if you search for a specific keyword, you will see in Google all around 3-4 ads on top, and 3-4 or I mean thousands of organic results. But the ads are many times the first in organic. So you are, without knowing, interacting with both paid and organic.
Subconsciously, so I know exactly. Higher up is paid, lower down is free. So I'm making that choice anyway.
Absolutely. So I think you are just seeing the same results. I don't think it is like, okay, I don't understand why I'm showing the same entry both two different places. But the, I mean, this is why Google highlights very well these ads feature options and all options. So to understand, to explain that these are the ones that are bidding exactly the same that in Google Ads and organic. I think we are, as a user, we're much more used than we think we are. So it's pretty natural from a user perspective to browse. Yeah, but just one more thing I forgot to explain before. The entry to my business, there is a very important one that we haven't talked. That is what Google calls Google Travel. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you search in Google, let's go. Maybe it's easier if I just search quickly. Screen, is it fine? Let me tell me when you see that. Right.
Yep.
You see the Hotel Barcelona search in Google.
Yeah.
Right. If I click it, not a specific hotel, but a specific destination such as Barcelona. Mm-hmm. If I click here, anywhere here, just like right away landing what Google calls Google Travel.
Okay.
And you see the hotel section, flights, things to do. This is hotel Google Hotel Search Experience, which is searching hotels within Google Travel, right?
Gotcha.
Here, you see, if you click, let's go to this hotel, Hotel Hero Park, right? If I click here, I right away land in my business. So it's a much more natural way of getting into my business.
Yes, now right?
I agree with you that this view more rates in maps and search, maybe that is not very natural. But this, I mean, this is why the Google Travel is oriented for the upper part of the funnel.
Yes.
Not for the lower part, which is specific hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, you see here the free booking links again. This is the paid links.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I can see that. I can understand those two bits. As you say, the subconscious psychology of understanding where the paid elements are in Google search and where the free elements are. We've been conditioned to that. And I think you're right. That was interesting looking at your route in. That felt, and it actually leads us in a little bit to maybe where some of the winners and losers might be and how this is going to be utilized, because the first process, the sharing the screen, feels unnatural to me as a consumer having to know where to go and click. Mm-hmm. The second route that you took through the travel piece
is much more natural.
It felt a lot more like I would do on an Expedia or a classic OTA.
Because this Google Travel site is the one to compete with Google, with Booking and Expedia, because it's much upper in the funnel, right? Where the OTAs play a huge role.
Absolutely. So that leads me on to that question of, okay, so we've heard the announcement. We've seen it's having an impact. We're hearing some of the data. We can see where, and it's interesting, you talking about that, the showing that second element, that the once they get into the My Business piece, that's where you saw the increase almost double. So that would tend to be stepping right onto the OTA toes, because as you say, that's more their space. So I'm interested to getting your thoughts as to, you know, just kind of future looking a little bit. Where do you think the impact's going to be? What do you think the winners and losers may be, just as it stands at the moment? And then we can explore a little bit about how this will develop.
I mean, before going to the winners and losers, from a hotel's perspective, having this pre-booking links, this additional clicks and additional bookings, right? What is the incrementality for these hotels? Mm-hmm. So the data that we have gathered and analyzed in these six weeks shows that the there's an incremental around 1-2% bookings.
Okay.
On top of the paid bookings. So there's little or no cannibalization with the paid links, and there's incrementality. And we have analyzed those hotels who had a campaign already, and we saw incrementality. But we did confirm that number with the hotels that were not bidding, so they were not active in hotel ads, right? And they all of a sudden got a free booking link. And we got to the same incrementality number, which is let's say a reality check, a sanity check, which is we got to the same number from two different sources, right?
So let me make sure I've understood that correctly. So what we were saying, one of the points that you made earlier on is the concern was, would it be cannibalizing? And so if say we have 100% of bookings. And if we found that we still only maintained 100%, some of that was coming from the hotel ads and some of it was coming from the free element, then in a sense, what we're doing is we're cannibalizing some of that. What you're saying is that we maintained the bookings that were coming through, but then we saw incremental bookings on top from those that were in hotel ad campaigns. So that was additional bookings, additional revenue.
That is correct.
And then, as you say, then those that weren't running campaigns, but then you got onto the free booking, they suddenly saw bookings coming through from these free links that they wouldn't historically have got. And the correlation of the number between those two was very similar, if not a match. So could see it was directly bringing additional.
That is correct. And we did compare these incremental bookings compared with the total number of bookings of the direct channel. So this 2% is compared to the total bookings in the direct channel, not the total booking at the hotel.
That's
a zero-sum game, because this incrementality means decrementality from the OTA. Mm-hmm. And this is where the winners and losers come, right? If the hotels are getting more direct bookings because of free booking links, as our data suggests, that means that OTAs are losing bookings. Yep. Right? That's straightforward, right? Seems quite natural. So I think in the winners and losers race, I would definitely say that hotels win, right? That users win, because I think from a Google, let's say, objective from the very beginning, Google wanted to add value to the user, providing services directly from suppliers of all industries, right? Yep. Trying to remove the middleman. And I think this is a step forward in that direction. So users win, hotels win. I think Google wins, not only because its users are happier, because I think Google is getting more traction in the travel site, because users will find the direct channel quite easily, get the rates directly, because sometimes it's a pain to go to the website, get the rates. So I think Google is winning users volume overall.
Yep.
For Google, it is maybe tricky if there is some cannibalization, because from a hotel perspective, cannibalization is good, because I'm switching paid links
to free,
in exchange of free links. So if I get the same bookings for lower cost, that works for me. Yep. But for Google, that would be a problem.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But if it's incremental, I think it's a win-win. So, but there's somebody has to lose, because then it cannot be a win-win-win-win. So of course, the ones to lose are OTAs, right? So the question here is, I think users win, hotel wins, Google wins. Who loses? I would say OTAs for sure. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe the big OTAs, that's the ones that are mostly to lose in two aspects, because first of all, they are losing some bookings. Think that the OTAs that were bidding on hotel ads were mostly the big ones. Right. Mm-hmm. So the long tail of the years, they didn't have the deep pockets to play in Google Hotel Ads. Just a few. I think that there were maybe 1,000 OTAs out there, maybe 20 were bidding. So the other 980 were not bidding, right? So they shouldn't be losing these bookings, the ones that were bidding, right?
Yes.
So
because you're only competing against those that were running ad campaigns. Bidding. If they weren't doing it, then they're not losing anything. Yeah.
So the OTAs bidding, I think, are losers, but not only in that aspect, because if they want to be in the top four positions, the CPC should be increasing, right? In order to be there. And we haven't the data. Why? Because today, given the crisis, most of our hotels are bidding on commission model. So we don't have a CPC data, right? We do have, but just a few hotels. Yes. I don't think it's representative. So we don't want to even look at them, right?
Yeah.
So I think OTAs are losing in that two aspects. But there's a fourth winner, which is long tail OTAs that were not bidding before because they didn't have the capacity. Now they are eligible to be free booking links. If you see the result, there were
There are a lot of other OTAs.
So they can integrate Google Hotel Ads because now they have an option to be for free.
Gotcha.
So I think they have the space to get some visibility.
And which that's also good means that could hit some of the larger OTAs again, because now there's more increased competition.
And that could be negative for hotels, because if they undercut, if they play this undercut game, that might be tricky for hotels. So then you see that there are no clear winners, losers, because sometimes it's a domino effect, right? So
that was something I was going to ask, because that's what I noticed, that in that free feed, so to speak, there were OTAs. So they were able to compete in that space. And I know, because we've discussed before in previous conversations that we've had, you know, there are options where the OTAs can cut the rate that they put out. So suddenly the whole price, the rate parity issue, the undercutting issue, how do you see that playing out?
Well, I think that's it. I would say the eternal problem of the hotel distribution, mm-hmm. that the OTAs, long tail OTAs, have the capacity, have the ability to show their undercut rates, which is a threat for hotels. Mm-hmm. That reinforces the priority for hotels to just finally fix it. So yeah. This is not a technology problem. This is a strategic distribution problem.
Yeah.
Hotels are to blame because of the disparities, not the OTAs. They're the mm-hmm. OTAs, like, some long-tail OTAs are a bunch of, let's say, pirates, right? legal pirates, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
that's
yeah.
legal.
They're allowed to do it. Yeah.
They're allowed to do it legally.
They're not doing anything wrong.
But so the thing is, does it make any sense for hotels? No. So mm-hmm. Hotels are the one to blame, and they should work on controlling their prices, controlling the contract they sign, and establishing relationship with the OTAs they sign a contract with, and they just sign as many as possible and just plug them to the channel manager. That doesn't work anymore. Yeah. So I think that's another signal that this is a problem that needs to be fixed ASAP, and not find excuses that there's no demand, there's difficult times, I need every booking, and there's a space for everyone. I mean, these are urban myths that should mm-hmm. be buried forever, right?
No, that makes sense. And thinking just about how do you think the larger OTAs will react? Is there any negative side for Google in the larger OTAs being impacted as they have been?
Well, you know, the Google has always had a love and hate relationship with the larger OTAs. Mm-hmm. They are the biggest investors, but at the same time, Google is trying to enter in the travel ecosystem, yeah. not on the lower part of the funnel, but more often in the upper part of the funnel, which is the OTA turf, right?
Yeah.
So I think they are trying to move in that direction and trying to find a difficult balance, mm-hmm. which is impossible in the long term, as you can imagine. But at the same time, the OTAs need Google to get visibility. So they are, I would say, they are condemned to understand each other. They don't have an option to find an agreement. It's like the UK and the European Union, right? So they're too, this is stupid to look for a lose-lose. So they will eventually need to find a win-win that they are not that much comfortable. They wish they had a different agreement, but they need it to each other.
Yeah.
Right. The same happens now with the Super League in soccer, right? You know, there's the Super League descent, and now it's falling out because they are condemned to understand each other. Because, I mean, the UEFA kind of live with Barcelona, Real Madrid, Milan, mm-hmm. and Manchester United, but the teams can't live with the UEFA either. So I think OTAs and Google need to understand each other, but at the same time, competing. This competition word it fits perfectly here. Need to cooperate, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. And what about more broadly, you know, when we use the term meta search and everything that sits under there, what are there broader implications in that space through what they're doing?
Well, what's going on in meta search industry or ecosystem, it is particularly interesting at this point, because I think Google has pushed the accelerator very strongly, and Google was the leader a couple of years ago, but now he's the absolute leader. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Western countries, right?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm talking about Asia and maybe Russia, but the in America, right?
Yeah.
It's a clear leader. And the other two competitors were Trivago and TripAdvisor, and long tails such as Kayak, Momondo, all these regional many times, meta players are losing share, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Google has clearly became become the leader. That's for sure. So what TripAdvisor did was, okay, let's try a different approach. Let's try TripAdvisor Plus, which is a membership program that charges the end user, not the supplier, which is the hotel. So it was a smart move. Let's see how it ends. But that's for sure, they were brave and they dared to do something different.
Yeah.
They understood that competing with Google was crazy and they had to think outside the box, and they did. And I like the move. I don't know if it will succeed or not, but I like the move. So I think TripAdvisor is trying a different approach. They did try something, and that they are I hope that they will succeed because they did something different. And I like the companies that dare to charge the end user because they add value.
Yeah.
What I don't like is that I charge the supplier and I give everything for free to the user, because that's a supplier ends up in a difficult position, in a monopoly many times, right?
Yeah.
So TripAdvisor is doing something different. Trivago is lagging behind. Let's see what they do. They are going to a CPA model. I think they are taking the correct actions, but my concern is about the speed of these actions. Let's see how. And there will be always an opportunity for other players. It's impossible that in any industry, a single player dominates everything. You can dominate 80%, 85%, 87%. But 13% out of the Western country is a huge volume.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Of course there is an opportunity. But I think that meta search will be as in search, will be like Google's turf.
Right.
And that they will call the shots. But from a hotel perspective, that is, I think, is better than worse. Because of course it has bad things, but I think the pros are bigger than the cons. That's my perspective.
Understood. And you know, a phrase that's often used is that there's no such thing as a free lunch. So you know, there is something in it for Google to obviously be doing what they are doing. You've touched already on a couple of areas, but just kind of generally rounding up before we talk about other new players that may potentially come into the market as well. But just looking at the Google piece, what do you think? People you're talking to, you know, this obviously has an advantage for them in a number of areas. Why would they do this? Why would they go head to head? What's the long-term play? What do we feel is going on here?
Well, it's difficult to believe nowadays there's something such as free. I mean, free, there's nothing free. I completely agree with that. But Google is not putting free booking links as free for a specific user. I think it might be free for somebody, but expensive for someone. So I think it is actually free for all players that are there. But the thing is that it will not eventually be free for others, and it will pay off Google for the move. Right? Google will win, I'm pretty sure about that. But I do think that for hotels, these links are free.
Okay.
And that is true, but at the same time, the fact that Google is driving more users to Google ecosystem platform, it will be costly for hotels in the long run, because there will be a lot of paid links everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a little trap with the car for the short term, and that's fine. And I think they need to play it because they can't stop Google.
Yeah.
If they had the option, okay, I don't play, and I can live outside this change, but you don't have that option. So you need to play, you need to understand the dynamics and find your strategy. But of course, Google will make you think, and Google will make you maybe change the way you do things. So you can live without this. So I think it is free, but it might impose some dangers in the future. But I think it's free for hotels, not free for the losers that we talk about.
Yeah. I was also wondering if it's just picking up on something you said when you were talking about the cannibalization and incremental revenue. You said that there were a lot of hotels that didn't run any campaigns. So obviously hadn't really, you know, everyone knows about Google, everyone knows about Google Hotel Ads, everybody knows it's a way to go, but they'd obviously made a decision not to be doing that. Mm-hmm. But give them a free link and they'll get on board. And they now see incremental revenue because of that. So they now see the value of Google in terms of driving. So yes, it's free, but it feels a bit like that classic, you know, well, okay, we that freemium approach, isn't it? That a lot of apps use as well, where they get you in with either limited function or there's other things that mm-hmm. you've got to put up with, but you can upgrade if you want. And is it just to try and get more and more hotels, which obviously helps them as well, utilizing their travel product? Yeah. And then that lends people into conversations that they will now probably have with the likes of you guys in terms of saying, yeah, we're seeing incremental. What could we do now if we actually wanted to do some advertising with them, which they wouldn't have normally even been contemplating that discussion.
Mm-hmm. But that makes a lot of sense. Many of these hotels that were not, that didn't have any active campaign, they didn't because of different reasons. But yeah. one of it was that they were not very savvy to understand what the hotel ads is. And now that it's free and they're getting traffic and they are seeing track in Google Analytics, oh, what is this? Oh, I want to know more. So it's like trying to move the hotel ads concept down in this granularity of the long tail industry, which in Europe is very big, right? So I completely agree with that, that there is an opportunity for those hotels who, okay, I want to do more. Okay, this is the free pick. But it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it was a very smart move by Google. And this incrementality is free. And that's the fact. Yeah. And I think it's impossible to say otherwise because that's free. As a difference, nothing to do with the TripAdvisor Plus free positioning because they say it's free for hotels, but it is not free. It's the same as Expedia saying that their net rates are free. Because they don't have any commission on top of it. No, come on. That's to me, surprises me. This is the thing I don't like about Plus, which is this, I think, fake pitch sale. I mean, sales pitch that is, this is free. It is not free. The fact that it's net doesn't mean that it's free. So I think free book links are free. Let's see in the future when Google becomes bigger. If these free links have a future talk. But remember, Trevor, that we're used to having free links in search.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about the trap of free booking links in hotel ads when we saw what happened in organic search? So we are not getting into an unknown area, a known new ecosystem. We just see what happened in search.
Yeah.
Free is free. You have paid on top. You want to play, play. If you don't want to play, don't play. But it's very clear there.
Yeah.
Why are we debating so much about the Google Hotel Ads? It's actually the same.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. And just a final point, just more generally outside, because we've touched on this before, and it's always interesting to see how, as you say, Google's developing, how OTAs are developing. Expedia, I think, just did a whole rebranding. You've mentioned about TripAdvisor as well. In previous conversations, you've mentioned the likes of Facebook. You've mentioned the likes of Amazon as two companies that are probably at the size and scope above and beyond the OTAs that could actually do something different. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of anything that may be going on in that space, or, you know?
To be honest, I haven't heard anything from them, even a rumor. I think they are the eternal candidates to jump in the travel industry, but because they have the money, they have the knowledge, the technology, right? Yeah. The thing that they probably lack is this specific knowledge in the vertical industry of travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're very good in e-commerce, they're in social, especially Facebook, of course. But travel has a lot of, let's say, complexity. And I think they will eventually jump because they are forced to grow. I mean, when they're a public company, you need to grow. But I think Amazon today is growing quite fast because of the pandemic, because of the change of habits. Probably is not their top priority today. No. So when this growth curve flattens, they will need to find out new avenues to grow, right?
Yeah.
And they probably might be travel. I don't know. But they are definitely the candidates, because if you want to, if you are to compete with Booking and Google and Expedia, you need to be big. I don't see any other company out there that, that is able to compete except Google, except Facebook, Amazon, or Apple, maybe. That's the only three.
And Apple's the other one. Do you, I mean, if we're looking and saying that some of the losers could be the larger OTAs, does that put them in a position where combining the depth of knowledge, technology, data, consumer behavior that the likes of Amazon has, for instance, as you say, where we may have adjusted during COVID, but okay, so that stays the same. There is no further growth, or it drops back off as we revert a little bit back. So we start to see a decline. Do we then find that the look to get into travel prompts them to start looking at some of the OTAs that have maybe been hit hard by some of the moves on Google, and we look at a potential acquisition scenario?
And I think this rumor of Amazon jumping in by acquiring, not by growing and developing their own division, it makes a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense in the past. It didn't happen. Valuation of these companies has dropped significantly. It's starting to grow again.
Mm-hmm.
But Expedia is cutting costs every queue.
Yeah.
And they are firing a lot of people, so they're in trouble. And compared to Booking, they're much smaller, right? Mm-hmm. So it makes perfect sense from a rational business perspective,
mm-hmm,
for Amazon to acquire Expedia. It does.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the other dimensions of such an M&A. That's much more difficult than I think. But from a business or rationale, it makes a lot of sense. Expedia has everything: technology, knowledge, position, brand, and Amazon has the rest, which is money, even better technology, and if they can mix the Amazon app with the travel, they have a lot of potential.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Let's see. difficult to know.
Yeah, but interesting to watch what's going on. Ultimately, you know, these businesses have grown because they can see where there's money. And I think also, as we come out of this COVID and everyone talks about revenge traveling or bottled up, funds that people want to spend, once that starts to grow again, they'll also be wise enough to know that then some of these businesses that may be struggling at the moment will return to a more stable, secure position that therefore makes any acquisition that much harder or that much more expensive. So
yeah, I think it's the time. I mean, if Expedia gets back to their position, it will be much more difficult.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they haven't done it, it's because they have the reasons, for sure. Otherwise, Amazon wouldn't be that position. So
absolutely. And they know a lot more than I do. So what do I know?
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Well, look, that was a really interesting. And thanks so much. And thanks for outlining what Booking Links is, where it sits, how it's working at the moment, what you're seeing from the data that is obviously showing that there is incremental revenue. And I think just talking through some of the if, whats, and maybes is always mm-hmm an interesting discussion.
Now we have data, and that was the idea of this talk, and this is why we did it just 6 weeks later.
Yeah, just sort of delayed a bit actually see if there was something was really relevant and was it worth all the hype, and it seems as if there was something behind it. So no, that's brilliant. Really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, everyone. It was a pleasure being here.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Pablo for joining us. Are you using Google Free Booking Links? If so, have you seen a difference? And if you're not using them, why are you not using them? What do you think Google's play is here? Is it to get more hotels onto their platform? and then aim to convert them to paid ads later? Or is it bigger than that? If you have any views on this, please feel free to share your thoughts. We always value your input and we're happy to follow up with our guests. You can reach us via our social channels or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. That's INSIGHTS, insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. As I mentioned, Pablo has written a supporting article, and that link is also in the podcast notes. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel. The link is also in the notes. And if you do watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you would consider subscribing. It really helps out the channel, which helps us to help others. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.